from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I love where Keon's at as a football player right now. Obviously, understanding where expectations are and everything, I understand where he got drafted and whatnot. I'm not always just focused on how the production is in a preseason game as opposed to seeing it on every day in practice. You know, there's certain things that we've asked other receivers to do. It's everybody in a little different role in terms of the run game. Remember, Keon coming out, he's one of the best blockers in the draft. I'm not saying you're drafting a guy to block, but having guys that can do a little bit of everything, you know, where they can make plays as a receiver, they can block, it makes it a little harder on defense. There's no way, hey, where guys are and what they're going to do when they're in those positions.
Joe Brady speaking earlier today. We'll get Sal's comments on his comments coming up in about half an hour. What did you think of what Sean McDermott had to say? We're here for your calls, of course. 803-0550 is the number. If I didn't say it before the break, I'll say it now. Just nice to be able to talk to him for the first time, I think, I've ever done it on the air and not have it be about yesterday's game
right, or
the next game, you know, like
to sort of be able to. I don't know if we even visited with him when he got the job. I feel like maybe we didn't. I think when we first started talking to him, it was, those you know, weekly hits after a game. And so it's really, you know, it's 10 minutes and it's all about the game. And so to be able to stretch out and talk about 8 years and everything was nice.
Yeah, he said one thing that, of course, would be right, that like thinking about how confident were you when taking over, you tell any coach they're going to get to year eight. You know, that probably does mean division titles and playoffs.
You're doing pretty good, right. It's going well if you're here for year eight.
Yeah. So,
and yeah, I mean, I didn't want to push that much farther, that line of questioning anyway, but you know, it was kind of an assembly line here for a while, post Marv. I mean, it was just like one, Dick Geron got a second contract, I remember, and then didn't even make it out of the first year of the second contract. Like that was the score to beat. You know, post Marv coming in here when McDermott showed up. So, everybody else was 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. Just get him out of here. So,
yeah, but McDermott is going into his eighth season. In the previous eight Bill seasons, they had six coaches, including two interim coaches.
But
Geron, Fuel, Gailey, Marone, Rex Ryan, Anthony Lynn in the eight previous years. To these six different guys. I'm not even sure that'd be a record, but it's not great.
Right. No, yeah, that's an assembly line is what it is. So been a lot of good. So yeah, 8 years. I didn't know. You could tell I was thinking about that part of this, because I had those other guys at the ready there, and it's still, even though I had the list made for more than a week, looking at it, thinking like he's the fourth longest tenured coach in the league is nuts to me. But, you know, the guys, nobody stays very long if it doesn't work right away anymore. So I feel like coaching tenures are shorter than they've ever been.
For the Bills, for any coach in the profession, it's outstanding. He's got to get one, though.
Yeah.
Like those other names, the names ahead of him have rings. A couple behind him do too. Shanahan's lost in the Super Bowl twice. Like that's what's left. getting to a Super Bowl at least is what's left. Because then once if you win one, like think about John Harbaugh. He was not famous or anything when he was hired by the Ravens. I remember, I think it was, I'm not even sure why I'm questioning myself now, but at a Super Bowl, talking with him, I think he was the Eagles special teams coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his brother was a famous player, but he gets that opportunity. He's never let go of it. And then you just, time goes by, one Super Bowl, then another, right? Does he have two? Or he's been to two. He's 1-1.
Okay, right.
Beat, is that
right? No, I think
he's 1-0.
Yeah, he's 1-0.
Beat San Francisco.
He hasn't been again.
Yeah. Been to one, sorry.
Yeah.
Then you are talking, 20 years goes by, and you're talking about like legend stuff,
right.
You know, all-time
right.
great, Hall of Fame, that conversation. But I don't think you get there without getting a ring, at least one.
No, I think that's right. Yeah, I mean, maybe Andy Reid, who's ahead of him on this list currently, is one of the guys that has the long, but he did get there at one point with Philly finally, right? And they lost, but he was famous for losing in the NFC title game. But he was there a long time, but yeah, he did.
And then he was let go.
He did have, but he had at least that one Super Bowl appearance in there eventually that, somewhat maybe like validated, like, okay, we can keep going now. Yeah. I mean, you get to one, he gets to one. He can be Mike Tomlin. You know, like, you know, we'll see. Like,
Tomlin is 1-1.
Right. You gotta get there. You gotta, you know, win one. And you gotta survive the tumult that is like a quarterback change and all that. And I don't know, like Tomlin hasn't exactly made it out of the Roethlisberger era yet. Like they still don't have their next guy. And he presided over really a dilapidated Roethlisberger the last couple of years of his career, but still kept the job and now started over and starting over again. And the Super Bowls are sort of, I think, a buffer to that. Like, we know he knows how to do it. He knows what the secret sauce ingredients are. So we'll just keep going with this guy. So it matters a lot if you get that. It's hard to be here that long without one.
Tomlin, I mean, I'm so fast to tell you how bad I think they are right now, but it looks great on a coach when you keep it afloat, make the playoffs even, especially, or at least, when you don't have QB1.
Yeah.
Right? And that's something else. Not that McDermott has to care about this. It's hopefully for his sake and everyone else's around here that it's a long time before, you know, there's that conversation. But, you know, that's where a coach really, I think Harbaugh and Tomlin, maybe even to a lesser degree, seem like they must be really good. Because when you don't have Mahomes or Allen or somebody like that,
right.
You have to... Harbaugh has that now, but Tomlin doesn't. You have to figure out other ways. 803-0550 is the number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We had Joe Brady there from this morning or early this afternoon, which talking about Keon Coleman. A caller earlier was asking about Brandon Ayuk and said something like it looks like our shiny new toy might need time or take a while, something sort of negative. And I wasn't sure who he meant. Did he probably mean Coleman? Because if he meant Coleman, because he referred to Kincaid later, wasn't Kincaid. If he meant Coleman, I don't know. To me, it sounds like it's going mostly well.
I think it's going well. I mean, we talked to Cody on Friday, Cody Carpentier. His observation was Shakir, Kincaid, really clicking with Allen. Coleman, it's a little off.
Yeah, right? That's right.
I don't know, maybe the caller's thinking about the drop from Saturday. I don't know, it's one pass, but it was a drop. I was, you know, I said yesterday a few times, that's a guy that I'm expecting to be in traffic. Like, I know the guy was coming and he was going to get hit. Like, that's the job. And it's especially the job if your expertise, right, if your resume does not lead with creates great separation. You're going to be in traffic, you know. So you're going to have to catch the ball when you're in traffic, especially when you're in the end zone. This is a lack of concentration, to me, bad drop. I shouldn't say I'm surprised by it, but just I'm stunned by how many people are like pushing back against that, like blaming Trubisky because they just don't like Trubisky and they love Coleman. That's how it works, I know, sometimes, but come on, a drop's a drop. The ball was right there. He had both hands on it. He didn't catch it. So was it perfect? You know, no, but should it have been caught? Absolutely. I'm glad that he said that today. I'm not surprised that the player said that, but I don't know. Like, some of the fans, I think, are so worried about criticizing the new guy because their hopes are so high for him that they didn't want to admit that the guy dropped the ball in the end zone on Saturday, but he did.
I guess I just, maybe it's not the day-to-day precision, to put it mildly, that you hope to get to someday, but he's involved. He's playing with the starters. These aren't things I was assuming were necessarily going to happen, you know, that there even would be highlights because, you know, rookies taking time, other guys, what Coleman would second round pick, if I really want to sway you, which is what he was. But I might have had an idea that there would be sort of a slower ramp up. And I'm not sure that will be wrong necessarily, like just how it plays out in the regular season. But it does seem like they are really giving him an opportunity. Yeah. And that's based on preseason usage and just sort of like what these practices have sounded like and to whatever extent I could tell you looked like. And that has me more excited. It's more just, I feel like he's going to be more important this year than I would have said a month or two ago.
Tripped a wire for me by mentioning preseason usage. I did not make a note of it because I was out on Saturday and I watched the game in a couple of different places. So I'm not sure when this was, but I'm almost certain it was by the time Ben DiNucci was in the game, which again was a little earlier than they wanted because Trubisky got hurt. But there was a moment where I looked at their offensive set and went, oh, Coleman's still out there. You know, like later than you – usually a guy, if you're – you know, we look for clues in that way with Kincaid last year, right? He'd play like that first series and then he's done. Like, okay. Like, right. They're not fooling around with this guy. Coleman was out there, I think, in the second half. But I sure hope it was. I didn't write it down, but I know I did. It was a moment I looked up and went, huh. All right, you know, file away. I didn't do a great job of the filing because I don't have the time of the game on my mind here to tell you. But it stood out to me. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but he was on the field a little later than I might have expected him to be.
Sal tweeted the snap count for everybody, and Coleman was up there with anybody other than, like, offensive linemen. He and Shavers played 31 snaps in the game, more than any other skill position player. 55% of the snaps. Two for Kincaid, by the way, since you brought him up.
Okay, right. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a clue in there. You know, like they want him to have reps, of course. Like, that makes sense. But usually you want a guy to get reps if you're not sure he's got it yet. right? And none of the other starters are out there, and here you are. So I don't know. I took that as maybe not the best sign for how that's going.
I take it as more of a par than a bogey.
Okay.
Because as a rookie, like you would see that in other situations around the league too. The rookie is going to play more. We talked about New England for a minute, you know, with backups because of the reps. And if Coleman is somebody where the polish isn't there, then you would absolutely want that, right? You would not even necessarily caring about who the quarterback is or anything like that. You know, run the route, run the right, right route, run the right play. And so perhaps they were looking at it that way. But I don't think it's a bad sign. I mean, what are they right now going into week one? Let's say no Samuel. Turf toe. I mean, that's a month, right?
So let's be sure. Yeah.
Let's say no Samuel. That'd be my guess right now for week one. What are they? They are Hollins. You have Shakir in the slot. And I think you have Coleman. And then you're going to fool around with Kincaid in there and Knox plays. I think that's what it probably will be.
Well, you just sort of said it. That Coleman might be in that group because no Samuel. Not that he's a replacement for Samuel, but like I think without Samuel being out, then, you know, Coleman to me might be like the first guy in off the bench, four receivers, whatever, but he's not in the group, you know, he's not one of the big three, I guess. If Hollins is going to be that, because to me that's Coleman's spot. And if they want Hollins out there for whatever reason, they trust him, a veteran, leader in the room, all the stuff, bare feet, I don't know, crazy hair, whatever it is they love about him being on the field, then I think that's Coleman's spot. So I don't know. I wonder how that'll shake out. If Samuel's not there, then I think it's very maybe likely that he's his playing time jumps up.
803-0550, if you want to give us your reads. Sal Capaccio coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.